Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
You look out the window while I look at you. Saying I don't know.
Welcome back. Like Casey Musgraves, Space Cowboy. Is the name of the tune. It checks in at number 55 on Jeff's favorite country list.
We're getting into the people, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Getting into my people.
This list is starting to leave people a little flat, I believe.
I don't care.
It's just that we're not getting the star power we got with my top 100.
Getting into my people, though.
Yeah, but is,
you know, once you hear Edie, it's starting to heat up.
Is this a good list?
It's a great list.
Check in, people. Tweet us. Let us know. I'm not feeling it.
Oh, well.
All right. Time for our Big 12 grade cards. But first, it's also time to give away some tickets. That's what we do here. We got a pair of tickets to see Alice Cooper coming up Wednesday, October 17th at the Hartman Arena. 869-1240. First caller in to get to Andrew Hamling, our producer, gets a pair of tickets to see Alice Cooper, The Paranormal Evening.
Why do you always take the first caller?
Because I like that. 869-1240 gets you in to get those tickets. West Virginia, 35, Kansas State, 6. I don't know how you don't give West Virginia an A. They did everything. They checked all the boxes. Tremendous offense with Will Grier again. I tell you what, he's in the discussion early as the Heisman winner. He's just been spectacular to start the season. And their defense limits K-State to 2 field goals. That's an A for West Virginia, and that's an F for Kansas State.
An F?
Oh, yeah. You failed. Nothing. What worked?
Well, nothing worked. They don't have the players. Tua, probably your Heisman winner, though. It's his to lose, right? He might.
Will Grier.
Will Grier is a fine player.
Are you out of your mind?
Tua's out there leading the best program in the nation.
Well,
to
how do
blow
you know
out.
West Virginia can't be that? I think West Virginia.
West Virginia's okay. Let's slow down.
Oh,
on,
my gosh.
On they might be the best program in the nation.
I'm not saying that. But
you said
there's
they
not
could
that
be
big
that.
A difference. Will Grier so far has passed for 1,117 yards, 14 touchdowns. Come on. I mean, I don't know what you want out of the guy.
He's outstanding.
He's right there in the hunt. That's what I said. Okay. Why do you have to argue everything?
Because I don't think there is a hunt. I think it's Tua's to lose.
We talk about the Heisman all the time.
I get that. But once a guy's starting to run away with it, he has to come back to the pack. No one's going to catch him. The only way you could insert another
You could not sound more ill-informed. What's your grade?
I'll go with yours. That's fine. I think West Virginia is quite good, and they may win the Big 12, and they certainly have a chance to get into that playoff mix.
Will Grier is in the discussion. Maybe may even be the leader in the clubhouse early on.
He's not. Tua's the leader, and
what's Tua done?
I don't know his numbers.
Nobody.
He's played nobody. They played Ole Miss and Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding.
Well, I'm pulling up his stats. He's 1,033 yards, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not even a close.
You're out of your mind to think that. It is close. Will Grier in the discussion for the Heisman. Kansas loses at Baylor. I'll give Baylor a B+. Because I think a lot of people were picking Kansas for the upset in this game. Why? After watching the game, I'd have no idea. It wasn't. There was a stark difference in talent, And I'll give Kansas a D only because they did limit Baylor to one field goal in the second half.
Yeah, I'm going a B and a C. A B for C? Baylor. KU didn't play
you
that poorly.
Kansas.
They didn't play that bad. They can't score. They don't have enough weapons offensively, but their defense was fine. Holding
in
Baylor
the
to
second
20...
half, it was fine. They had 23 in the first half. And it was 23-0 at halftime. Let's not just say their defense was fine.
Yeah, but Baylor could
have
run away.
They got down big.
They could have run away with this game, and they didn't.
And they pulled out guys.
They didn't pull.
Yeah,
they out guys at the last possession.
Army-Oklahoma. Oklahoma wins at 28-21 in overtime. Man, Army had a chance here. You've got to give Oklahoma a C-. Even though I think Army's a decent team, there's no way Army should go on the road and almost upset fifth-ranked Oklahoma. I might even go D+. You got the win, but not impressively.
Yeah, it's a C for me. They won the game. Kyler Murray played pretty well again. He's missing his top running back. They're adjusting a little bit on the fly. Army certainly should not be giving Oklahoma that kind of test in Norman. But you survive and you advance. It's all that really matters when it comes down to it.
That's not a C. That's not an average performance. That's a below-average performance by the number 5 team in the country to have to go into overtime to beat Army.
Fine.
That's simply not
it's
an average
to
performance.
Me.
Texas Tech on the road in Stillwater, all over Oklahoma State, a game that was pretty close in the first half. Texas Tech opens it up in the second half. You got Alan Bowman, their true freshman quarterback, passing for 397 yards. DeMarcus Felton rushes for 130 and 2 touchdowns. That's an A+ for Texas Tech. That makes you think, whoa, what the heck is going on here with Texas Tech?
Yeah,
for
holding
Oklahoma State, that's an F.
I'll go with it.
So an A and an F again.
Pretty much, yeah. When you're blown out at home in a game that I'm sure they were probably I know they were favored in because we picked it in our or Nissan picks of the week last week, and I think the good majority of us picked Texas Tech to cover a pretty big spread, and cover they did, my friend.
If you ever say my friend again, I don't know what I'll do.
What are you going to do?
I just feel a sudden burst of rage
when I
hear things like that.
I wouldn't.
Texas at home. Now, Texas TCU had been fairly impressive in its loss to Ohio State. Not so much in this one. Texas 31-16. Sam Ellinger with a nice game. Yeah, I didn't expect this one. I've got to give Texas the A and TCU the D.
Texas Tech suddenly looks like they could factor in. No, I wouldn't say they'll win the Big 12, but they certainly could be.
They're not going to win the Big 12.
They could win it. They could be a spoiler type. They're a team that could beat Oklahoma or beat West Virginia and throw a wrench into some of these things.
Hold on.
So Army almost beat Oklahoma, but Texas can't in the Red River shootout.
Well, you said Texas Tech. And I don't believe Texas. Listen, I
got to
see more out of Texas before I'm willing. I don't know. This really shook the Big 12 up.
There might be a 7-way tie for first place in the Big 12.
I still think West Virginia and Oklahoma are the teams to beat, but I'm more convinced about West Virginia at this point than I am Oklahoma. And finally, Iowa State, a non-conference home win, their first of the year against Akron, 26-13. Ho-hum. No grade, boredom, don't care.
Why won't you grade Iowa State in a win over Akron?
C-.
Is Iowa State back to being Iowa State?
Nothing there to like. No. Akron, are you kidding me? So what you have in the Big 12 this week, Oklahoma State visits Kansas. We don't think nearly as much of Oklahoma State as we once did, but we still probably believe they'll have enough to win on the road at Kansas. Texas is at Kansas State. That one kicks off at 2:30, the 11 o'clock kick for KU. West Virginia at Texas Tech, certainly the game of the week in the Big 12. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on ESPN2, the game everybody has to see. Why isn't that a night? Why isn't that prime time?
Yeah, schedule.
I bet they wish they had that one back.
Well, you got to watch games during the day, too. You got to keep the eyeballs on the television so people, football, and I'll watch the night game, too, while I'm here. That's how that works.
Can I just say, I haven't said this in a while, but you're having a bad show.
No, I'm having a good show.
Baylor at Oklahoma, I guess somewhat interesting. That's your ABC game at 2:30. And then the evening game on ESPNU, Iowa State in Fort Worth to play TCU. So we'll be picking a game or two out of that list. But an interesting week coming up in the Big 12. Definitely the must-see game, West Virginia at Texas Tech. We'll take a break. We'll come back and play the game.
And maybe.
Two tickets to give away to see Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's 29th. That's this Saturday at Intrust Bank Arena. We've got a pair of tickets. Marshall Tucker Band as well. Tomorrow on this show, we will talk to Doug Gray, one of the founders of the Marshall Tucker Band, at 4:40. Looking forward to that. Two tickets, 869-1240. Back in a moment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!